Hey everybody, and welcome to Rider Club Radio, number one podcast on the entire internet about any topic ever. I'm your host, Jeff.
And I'm Liam, and I think you may have oversold us a little there.
We're the best on Earth.
If this is your first episode listening and you hear that and you get really excited, I'm very sorry for what you're about to experience.
You knew what you were signing up for.
The Jeff, do you
best
want to talk about
podcast ever.
You want to talk about Kamen Rider Ghost, or...
Do we gotta?
We gotta. So this week we're going to talk about Kamen Rider Ghost episode 14, was it?
Are you forgetting episode numbers, you fucking idiot?
Yeah.
Who would ever do that?
I don't know. Someone who's totally dumb and who wasn't raised right as a child, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah, just the worst loser you could ever think of.
Oh, no.
So let's get right on to the episode.
So let's talk about Kamen Rider Ghost episode 14. Liam, tell us about the best episode of Kamen Rider Ghost ever.
Oh, don't spoil the review.
The review is not that. I'll spoil that much.
So Takeru, if you remember last time, he has to bring together the father and the son so they can build the ultimate satellite. And he's talking...
Is this the Bible?
Yes. I guess because there's a third son who's dead, so I guess he's the spirit.
Oh.
So he's talking to the son, and he's like, why is your dad such an asshole? Why is your dad so against it? And the son says, well, it's because we were trying to make it before, and we got into an argument, and I had an older brother, and my brother was like, I'm sick of this argument, and he ran out into the parking lot and got run over by a sedan. And
he got run over like the human medic copied.
And he died.
The exact same scene, as a matter of fact.
And he died out there in that parking lot, so the dad just doesn't want to do satellites anymore, ever. Which is why I guess...
Because every time he does satellites, somebody runs out in the street and gets hit by a car.
That was actually the third time. It's a curse. So that's why he hangs around in that workshop and just, like, presses metal all day in those machines with those other guys. So his dad doesn't want to do it. Meanwhile, Onari and Akari and all them, they're researching all the soul-stealing, and they have, like, a map. Since it's through wireless, they can, like, track it. And they're like, oh, there's a weird radio signal coming from way out into the woods, like 100 miles west of here. So Onari and Shibuya, you guys go check that out, and we'll stay here and wait. And Onari and Shibuya just walk over there.
Ghost is busy trying to get an old man and his son to reconcile.
Let's go check out this possible Ganma-infested location. So they go there, and they find Ganma, and then a fight happens, Spectre shows up and helps them, and then they leave.
Wait a minute, Spectre doesn't show up.
Spectre...
Akari calls him on his phone.
Yeah.
Like he's the fucking pizza delivery man. and he delivers an ass beating.
And I would like to note that Spectre, just like how Ghost uses the stupid Condor phone in place of a cell phone, Spectre uses the Cobra phone in place of a cell phone.
Yeah.
He pulls out this little ridiculous-looking plastic toy, and it's got a screen on it, and he's like, yo, what's up? It looks almost as ridiculous as the Condor phone.
It does not look anywhere near as ridiculous as fucking Alexander Graham Bell's original phone.
He's like, hold on a second.
The Ghost uses.
Pulls out a whole fucking rotary phone out of his jacket. He's like, hello? Like, what the fuck?
The only thing that would make it funnier is if he pulled it out of his jacket and there was a cord going into his jacket from the phone.
Oh my god. So they have a big fight, and then they leave, and the only really revelation, like, the only point of that scene is that they find out that there are Ganma involved. Like, that wasn't already tremendously obvious. They're like, oh, well, we figured out there's Ganma. We could have just, I guess, asked Takeru. Maybe he would have told us, but whatever. We find out there's Ganma. There's a Ganma plot.
We're important characters. We matter to this show.
Yeah, we're doing stuff. Look at us! So they go back, and after a bunch of back and forth, there's a bunch of scenes where Takeru goes and talks to the old man and talks to the son, and he goes back and forth trying to convince them.
How repetitive did that shit get? He's like, I'm gonna go talk to the old man. Now I'm gonna go talk to the old man.
And every time he's like, you should do it to realize the dream, and the old man's like, no. And then on like the third time is the charm, he's like, you should do it to realize the dream, and the old man's like, you know what, I got my son standing in front of me when you said that, so yeah, let's do it. I want to do it. So they get reconciled, they form the alliance that Ryoma wants them to form.
They get equipped with reconciliation.
And Ghost gets the Ryoma icon. So the Astro Man takes over a big satellite, and he starts stealing everyone's souls through their phones forever. And that was confirmed, Jeff, you got it right. He's taking their souls through their phones. So he's...
There's this weird little scene that I actually liked a lot when Takeru just, like, grabs a soul as it comes out of a factory worker, and he sees the factory worker's family, like, wishing him a good day in the most generic way possible. And he's like, don't worry, you'll get to go back to them soon.
Oh, how touching.
And I was like, Takeru actually interacting with a normal person for once.
Takeru speaking like a human being, and not like a a big plot-advancing robot machine. It's weird. So the Astro Man takes over the thing, he starts stealing everybody's souls, and the father and the son, they're like, yo, we're gonna fucking handle this, we're pro-satellites. So they go into the computers.
They fucking go into the link box.
They go into
and find the magic cookie.
It looks like a thing that you'd see in like a crime drama, like a US, like a like a CSI thing.
Oh yeah.
Where like they open up the, it's like a DOS looking prompt, and they're just mashing on the keys. They're like, yo, I'm in, I got it. Oh, he's hacking the... I'm surprised they both didn't jump on one keyboard at some point to, like, super hack.
And... they should have, like, switched places at some point.
Oh, my God. So they do that, and then they when they're finished, like, a big green complete, like, congratulations, you have hacked.
You've beaten the level.
Flashes across the screen. It's good. It was...
Think about that, like, somebody who was, like, programming this DOS prompt.
Mm.
Someone who was, like, fixing this satellite uplink, like, software was like, all right, if somebody breaks my encryption, I'm going to go ahead and program it to display complete in giant green letters on just, it. Just to show them I'm good with what they've done.
They feel like they've accomplished something. That's your reward for getting in. So they hack this, the satellite, and they shut it down, and the astronaut's like, okay, I'm just going to go up there, and I'm going to take it myself. So he's gonna go fly up there, and there's a big fight again, and Takeru uses Ryoma Soul, and Ryoma Soul has nothing special really about it. He's got a gun, he turns the eye sunglass slasher into a gun, and he flies up into space after the astronaut, and he doesn't have to breathe in space because he's a ghost, so he's floating around.
That was actually a funny little joke.
Yeah, he's like, oh god, I can't breathe, I'm gonna die! Oh, wait. I'm a ghost. I'm dead. I'll handle it. So he flies up into space and he shoots the fuck out of the astronaut. He does the same thing as before. He puts the two icons in the sunglass slasher. He closes it and it shoots a big thing and it blows up the astronaut. And then there's a really nice shot where like he turns and looks at the Earth and it's really cool looking. And then he flies back
down.
Yeah,
it is a really cool shot.
He flies back down and everyone's like, you did it, man. Everyone's souls, they rain down in like a pretty rain, blue rain falls down and everyone's souls comes back and they go back to the monastery, and Takeru vows to unlock Musashi next, because that's his favorite. And Ryoma, the icon, can talk now. So I was right.
Yeah, fuck you for that, by the way.
I predicted it. They started the show, and they were like, no talking icons, I'm sure we don't need that. And then they heard this podcast, and they were like, you know what? I got a plan.
Here's... And you know Musashi, once he unlocks it, is gonna fucking talk
to him. Oh yeah, they're all gonna talk, I'm sure. That's the point.
Oh,
you have to speak
no.
to their souls in order to get the thing to go. So, Jeff, what did you think about Comrade Ghost episode 14?
Who cares?
I care. I'm your friend. I want to know what you think.
Who cares? What did you think? No, it was alright, I guess.
Yeah, I'd say the same.
That's not a very good review. Like, people aren't tuning in to hear. Eh, is that right?
Is that right? No, that's the deep level of analysis they've come to expect over the years. But really, what...
That's how I actually feel about it. It was
all right. What is there to say about this episode that we didn't say about the last episode? You just sit and you watch it, and then it's over, and you're like, all right, well, that was an episode.
I felt... The only time that I felt anything is, like... I felt this weird mixture of, like, sadness and awkwardness when the old man was crying about his dead son. I was like, wow, this is like, really heavy for this. And then Takeru's like, anyway, about space and satellites.
Crying about your dead son sure makes you want to build a satellite, don't it?
And then the old man was like, get the fuck out!
See, that's the problem with that whole plot line. I talked about this a while ago, where I wanted to have ghosts to involve plots involving dead people and their ghosts. And this is kind of like a halfway step towards that, but it's too stretched out over this two-parter. Like you said, there's this constant... back and forth of talking to the old man and talking to his son, and then they go back and the old man's still mad, and then they go back and the old man's still mad, and then for fucking four times until he does it.
Like, the second time, or the third time, if you consider the, like, last episode,
yeah,
it was absolutely pointless. Like, he goes and talks to the old man, and the old man's like, oh, my son's dead, and I'm sad. And Takeru's like, alright then, bye.
Yeah.
And then he goes and talks to Ryoma again, and then he's like, I'm gonna go talk to the old man again.
And this is the problem I have with two-parters, and why I don't think they should be overused, is because when you have an episode that works as one episode, and then you stretch it into two parts, it becomes this mess. Like, if this was just one episode all at once, it wouldn't be so bad, it'd be okay. But as...
You know what would also be better about that, if it was one episode instead of two?
What?
There wouldn't be a two-episode build-up to Ryoma's ability.
What ability, Jeff? I'd like
exactly.
you to specify.
Like, there was a two-episode build-up to Ryoma's form appearing, and what did it fucking do?
Nothing.
It's the sunglass slasher, like the other form, and it also has a gun, like nine of his other forms.
Yeah, the thing is, with the other forms of the base forms, like the base side grades, they all had their own weapon. And they were like a modification of the sword, and that's cool. But as it is now, it's the sunglass slasher for Goemon, which is just a sword. It's not really special to Goemon. And then there's the sunglass slasher gun mode, I guess. I don't know what it's called, what the official name is, for Ryoma.
But it's
and
the
it's
same
a gun.
Sword that he fights
yeah.
with, and it's a similar gun to all the other fucking guns he had before.
I guess Ryoma fired a gun at some point in his life. I don't know Japanese history, but
He owned a gun.
I mean, so did a lot of other people on Ghost List. You know, it's not...
Yeah, that's why he has 900 gun forms. Do you remember when Kamen Riders had forms that were specific and had, like, an ability that was only theirs?
Tell me more, Jeff, about those days. I don't think I was born during that time.
Like, think about how many forms Double had.
Oh, yeah.
But each of his halves had a specific ability, and the forms were mixing those abilities, and each mix had a specific power.
Yeah, like you have
and
the...
And I mean, Oz has like a million forms, but every different combination has a different specific power.
Yeah.
He doesn't just cause an explosion that's different colors.
Or even look as recent as Drive. Drive and Gaim. Like, each form had its own thing. Like, Taxi could go into dimensions, and the Rogue Winter could shoot snow and free shit.
Yeah.
And it all had its own thing.
And, like, Gaim's forms were all based on specific weaponry and fighting styles.
Yeah, and different historical warriors, like
but
knights and samurais.
But all of Ghost's forms are, like, sword or gun.
Yeah. It's two swords, sometimes. But that's all it basically comes down to, and I think that's the real... When we started this series and we found out that, oh, all the forms are, like, all the forms' weapons are, like, a modification of the original sword... I thought, oh, that's cool as fuck, but it's not really working out very well. Like, you had the hammer on Benkei, and...
Yeah. It doesn't look like a hammer at all.
Doesn't really look like a hammer. And you have the bow.
But I do like the bow, I do like the hammer. Those are, like, sort of breaths of fresh air.
Yeah. But how many times have you seen, you know, Robin Hood? Or Benkei?
Yeah.
Or, fuck,
there's
Beethoven?
There's this fan art. I've seen a couple different forms of the fan art of, like, a Bruce Lee form, which would never happen.
No, of course.
He pulls the handle out of the saber, and it's, like, nunchucks.
Yeah, it's obviously nunchucks if you're Bruce Lee.
It's amazing. I want that, and it'll never happen because it's not a sword or a gun.
Yep, that's not within the budget, Jeff.
The hammer is just a sword with half a piece of plastic on the end of it.
I think that's what the guy who invented the hammer was thinking. He was way back. He was like, what if we took this sword and put like a big thing on the end of it?
Yeah, hammer up. Came after sword.
Who has the history degree here, Jeff? Okay.
I guess you got me there.
Who has the prehistory?
You and all that Renaissance history.
That was
definitely...
Hammer invented 1483 in Florence.
Sword invented -5 million.
Yeah.
So.
Sword was prehistoric, man. They had Damascus steel back in the fucking caveman days.
They just made their swords out of meteors.
Yeah, exactly.
The meteor that killed the dinosaurs, they made swords out of it. That's why it's not there anymore.
That's how they killed the remaining dinosaurs that lived.
You get your daily history lesson from Rider Club Radio.
That should be a segment.
Real history with Rider Club Radio.
You see how little this episode matters? We're not even fucking talking about it anymore.
And
it,
like,
it's a stretched out plot. It's played out. It's not. It misses its mark emotionally. The form is lame. The payoff is lame. Ryoma is cool. I liked Ryoma. The visuals were neat, just like last episode. But it doesn't redeem it.
The visuals were not as neat.
Not as neat. Episode. No, but
I'll say that. Besides, like the Earth scene.
Yeah, and I liked the raining souls.
Yeah, those were cool, and there were a few like nice touches. But I can tell that they're sliding back into like wide angle, one shot mode.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a shame.
Fine. Like budget. Require it's not fine actually, it pisses me off, but
well, Ryder and cinematography sometimes has a checkered history, you know. It's it's not always the most strong part of any season, even the ones that I like.
That's very true.
Yeah,
but that's neither here nor there. We're talking about this episode, and cinematography didn't come into their minds, so it doesn't have to come into ours.
I guess not. This episode
I'm kidding.
Was pretty
it
fucking
was better
lame.
Than most of the other episodes, cinematography wise. The last episode was just really good.
Yeah, it set a high
bar.
I
noticed this last episode, but I guess I specifically noticed it more this episode that when Ryoma takes over that guy's body, like space businessman's body. He gets blue eye contacts.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Was Ryoma the only blue-eyed Japanese person in history?
Of course.
Is that why that happens?
Yeah. Don't you know anything about Sakamoto Ryoma?
No.
Not me neither, I'm just guessing. But
I knew him from Gaim.
Was he? Oh.
Same joke as last time.
See, I was thinking, I was like, was Sakamoto Ryoma mentioned in Gaim? And then I was like, oh, you're being a shitter. You're stealing my joke.
I'm doing the same joke as last episode.
It hasn't been long. Last episode came out so late, it has not been very long
since
we recorded it.
Last episode came out 3 days ago.
So all the jokes are still fresh in our minds. Yeah, they're not stale quite yet. It hasn't been 7 days. We can keep using
them. It'll be 4 days ago by the time this comes out.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. Shit.
We record these a week in advance.
It's
we
a
haven't actually
measure.
Watched any of these episodes. We're just guessing.
Well, they release the plots online, so we just read those. And
that's true.
Yeah.
The one thing I hated was when Kamen Rider Gaim showed up, and then Gaim and Takeru started fucking. I thought that was a strange choice for a children's show.
It's a bold turn for Kamen Rider, but it's probably going to get me to buy the Coda icon when that comes out.
Here, let me feel your soul.
Yeah, that's how you link souls. That's the quick path.
You link souls through your butt.
Oh.
This is how it works.
Oh. So this episode
would have been a whole other episode with Ryoma.
Speaking of ass, this episode was lame. Is that all we have to say?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say this episode was bad. It was like nothing. It was like a puff of air.
Like I said, you just wait for it to be over, and then it's there. It's done. You don't feel upset or anything.
I was like watching it, and like there's a scene where Eren goes and talks to his brother, and nothing fucking happens in that scene.
Yeah, that's why I didn't mention it. It's not
like he's
not
like
relevant.
He's like, hey, bro, why didn't you tell me about the icons? And his brother's like, oh, because I didn't wanna. Oh, is that why you told Javel to follow these orders without telling me? Yep. All right.
It's just a scene to introduce his brother. And I guess that's for later.
I guess. I'm confused and amused at the same time by Makoto's character in this show now.
Well, what is Makoto's character now?
Secondary Ryder.
Yeah, exactly.
That is his character. He cares about his sister, and he shows up to fight enemy and stand around while Takeru gives speeches.
He's
his personality.
It feels like when they were writing this episode, they had like a bunch of checkmark boxes that they had to check off. We need one more meeting with the old man, we gotta stretch that out. We need to show Eren's brother. We need to remind the audience that Makoto's little sister still exists, so have like a 30-second scene in there.
One more meeting?
Three more meetings with the old man.
They checked that off, and people kept coming by and checking it off again.
Oh, that was already done? Oh, fuck, we'll just put that in anyways. Fuck, just,
well, whatever. We'll keep it. We need the time. We gotta fill the time.
We gotta fill the time. Oh, that's Ghost.
I feel bad because a lot of people are really enjoying Ghost, but I don't
and
give
that's,
a shit.
I'm happy. If you like Ghost, I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you still find enjoyment in Ryder. I'm jealous.
I don't dislike Ghost at all. I just don't care. I shouldn't be doing a show about this series.
well, the show isn't just about Ghost. The show is about Kamen Rider. It's just Ghost is the main event, you know? He's the one that's on right now.
I like the flashy special effects, I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
I just have a hard time caring about these characters.
Yeah, the Ryoma Soul looks cool, but
it's like, what is Takeru's, like, his personality is indecisive?
His personality is, he's the main character, he's the hero, and he's gonna do good guy things.
Yeah, and then, like, would you follow this kid?
I don't know.
Like, if he was the leader of your group, would you follow him?
He can turn into an orange guy, so I don't know, that he's got that.
I guess he could turn into a Kamen Rider. That's nothing anybody else can do, but, like, there's a scene... Let's fuck off, stop talking about this episode. Let's talk about the special.
Wait.
What?
We glossed over this in the description, but the way Akari and Onari and the two shrine guys were used in this episode was criminal, and it was just a fucking time waster. I almost forgot to mention this. What,
The guy who isn't Shibuya has his name said for the first time in the series, and I still don't remember it.
His name is I think it started with an S. I think it started with an S or an A.
You're halfway there.
Perhaps by the end of the series I'll know his name, but they're literally just thrown into this forest so you can give them something to do. And it's not a consequential scene, it's just an excuse to have a fight scene, and they don't learn anything.
It's an excuse to have a fight scene for Spectre,
yeah,
who wasn't even there for the investigation. Akari just calls him.
Yeah, they go there, and they're like, oh, I see Ganma are involved, and they're taking radio signals. Like, it wasn't unbelievably obvious from the start, when people are losing their souls through phones. What do you think is happening? Maybe a Roidmude could be doing it.
A Roid Mute?
Maybe there are invests involved. No, you asshole, it's a ghost. What do you think? Like, fuck. Just, that's my review.
Akari and other guy at least get to walk around a forest.
No, Onari.
Onari and
gets
other
to
guy.
Walk around the forest. Akari sits in a room with the other guy.
Akari and other guy stand in a room. That's it. Other guy is putting stickers on a fucking map. That's his job.
And they're not even special Bandai brand Kamen Rider Ghost stickers either, so we could have a...
You bet your ass.
We couldn't even have a ridiculous toy commercial scene to get angry over. You're just sitting...
That's true.
...watching.
Akari looks at her computer screen and goes, oh, there's dots. And guy whose name we don't know is like, oh! That's it. Insane.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to say?
This series is not ghost-themed.
Yeah.
At all. There's no fucking ghosts in it.
We've said this before, but it's not, like, there's ghosts. The icons, I guess, count, but the Ganma aren't ghosts. They're not ghosts. They can turn invisible, and they can plant ideas in people's heads, which, hey, guess what, you remember they could do that? When was the last time they did that shit?
Hey, you know what?
What?
You know what is more ghost-themed and spooky than Kamen Rider Ghost?
What?
Casper the fucking friendly ghost.
That's true,
at least it's, like, got an ambience in the background of the little cartoons or the movies or whatever. Like, there's nothing. Most of Ghost takes place during the fucking day.
And, okay, here's the thing about this episode. You had a plot this week about a dead guy. There was a dead person in this plot. And there's your
He was not in the plot, really.
Well,
he was a plot device.
He was mentioned as a plot device, but there was a fucking opportunity to have Takeru commune with his soul, and then maybe through that, like, maybe allow the ghost to possess him and speak with his father one last time to inspire him. You could add a very touching scene that was him actually trying something new and ghosty solve the plot.
He just continually bothered an old man until he gave in.
He's like, I have this belt, I'm a ghost, I can commune with the afterlife, and this guy's problems all stem from his dead son. What do I do? I should probably break into his office.
I guess I'll just pester him a bunch.
Yeah. Who writes this show? Get me in there.
That, like,
I'm ready.
I know that this isn't, like, spooky Halloween ghost themed. That's not what it really is. It's, like, semi-Japanese spiritualism
yeah.
themed.
Yeah.
It's not really doing a good job of that either.
Well, if it was called Kamen Rider Semi-Japanese Spiritualism, then I'd be a lot happier, but it's not. It's called Kamen Rider Ghost, motherfucker.
I was really excited because I thought it was going to be spooky ghost times,
yeah.
And it's not at all.
No.
You could actually, if you took out every instance of the word ghost in this series, you would have no fucking clue that's what it's about.
No, not at all. They're monsters None. From another dimension, and that Which could be from anyway. The Invest were monsters from another dimension. It's the same fucking thing. Fuck you.
Oh, man. I don't want to rip into Ghost, because it's not, it's like...
It's too late for that, buddy.
It's, like, inoffensively bad. It's not, yeah. like, offending me bad.
It's not,
like,
it's not aggressive Kiva in, its, or in its lameness, yeah. It's just...
I don't hate it like I hate, like, Decade.
It's like, it's like
I don't
if
hate it like I hate whatever series you like.
It's like if you're a teacher, right, and you have this student, and they're a bright student, and you've seen them do good things, and they're just not trying at all, and they get C's and, like, high D's, and you're just like, just fucking, just knuckle down and do something, you fucker, I know you can, and you're just not...
It's just frustrating.
Yeah, yeah. It's, ugh.
I keep waiting for the series to pick up, and I never got this frustrated waiting for Drive to pick up. I know you did.
I got, like, around episode 8, I was this frustrated with Drive, and now I'm back there. I don't want to relive this feeling.
Like, I never got that frustrated with Drive, and for some reason, I'll get into that when we get into the email questions.
Yeah.
But Ghost is just frustrating the fuck out of me. Every episode, I'm like, this is going to be the episode, the little ad, the little preview at the end of the last episode made this look really good.
Yeah.
And it's really not. It's just boring.
Yeah. I mean, you see Houdini in the next one, you catch a glimpse of Necrom, so there's going to be some new riders, but who knows if the plot's actually going to advance? Who knows if things
Bullshit.
Are going to happen? It's up in the
Houdini's
air.
Houdini's going to show up in the last 5 fucking minutes. And resolve the problem, and Necrom's gonna, like, be an icon with Necrom written on it, and that's fucking it.
Yep.
That's the whole episode.
Yeah, it's, you're probably right.
That's what's frustrating me, really. I think I could forgive Ghost if it didn't tease such, like, groundbreaking new things, and then not do any of them.
Yeah. Or just use them so, so badly.
Yeah, it's like... Everything that's going to be in the next episode that's going to be interesting was in that preview.
Yeah, those
every,
30
every
seconds.
Every second
yeah.
was in that preview.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating.
I know.
Liam agrees with me, so that means the universe has aligned.
The planets are lined up just for today.
I think that's all we have to say about Ghost proper.
Yes.
But, this week, we finally got some subs. Finally, I say. Like, it didn't come out last week.
It took 3 days for those things to get
subs. It took 3 days for overtime to make subs.
They were on that shit.
For Rider Souls.
Legendary Rider Souls is the name of the series.
Yeah, Legendary Rider Souls, the YouTube series where all the forms that they don't want to put in the actual show are going to appear based on all your favorite Kamen Riders of the past, so you'll spend your money in the present.
That's pretty good. That should be their tagline. I really didn't think this was going to get subbed. That's why I took the time last episode to talk about it, because I figured that was all we were going to have, was the unsubbed YouTube video, but here it is. Overtime pulled
through.
Yeah,
but you were wrong about quite a few things in this episode.
Yeah, I guess so. I was wrong about everything last episode. It was not my night. So, Jeff, I've basically already given my opinion on Legendary Rider Souls. It's not much different having seen it with the words. I had the plot, like, 90% right, just guessing it. But what did you think?
It's just a fight scene.
Yeah.
It's confusing, and nothing is explained, but I feel like that'll be explained as time goes on.
Yeah.
I feel like, also, Heart probably shouldn't have been used.
Probably?
Because he's such an important character to Drive. It would be like Daguva showing up for
it. Oh, yeah. But the big thing is that they're using, like, big bad final villains. And I guess Heart,
yeah.
they got the actor back to do the voice for Heart. So there's that. That's nice. But Heart in this episode...
I mean, For what it was worth, the episode was, what, like 10 minutes long?
It was 7 minutes, actually. Exactly seven minutes.
For 7 minutes, you couldn't have really done much else with Hart.
Yeah.
I'm glad that he at least still had his personality, somewhat.
Yeah, yeah, he wasn't completely mindless. He when he's fighting them, he's like, you know, I knew a Kamen Rider who was a much better man than either of you. You know, you guys are just these punk pretenders. And then as he's dying, he's like, that's it. That's how a Kamen Rider fights, and then he blows up. So there's a little bit of Hart left in there.
I was fine with that.
Yeah. That's fine.
I'm confused about the character of Flay.
As you should be.
I mean, nothing was explained. If you weren't confused, then I don't even know what the fuck's wrong with you. You're, like, thinking on a whole different level than me.
Well, it's episode
you
one.
Perceive the universe in a different
it's
way.
It's episode one of, like, six or something, so I assume Flay is going to be all fleshed out by the end.
There's, like, Flay and anti-Flay.
Flay and Flayette.
They hate each other.
Yeah, I don't know. They
hate each other, and Flay makes monsters from old Rider series, and Flay 2 makes Rider icons.
Yeah. I especially like the ending when Flay 2 turns to Ghost and says, collect all the legendary Rider icons, and then a fucking ad appears for all the legendary Rider icons, and that's the send-off.
I bet in the YouTube version, I wasn't able to see it, that ad for the legendary Rider icons was clickable,
probably,
and it would take you to the Bandai store.
Probably had a link on there, yeah, for the pre-order.
If I was Takeru and they were like, collect all the legendary Rider lock seeds, I'd be like, motherfucker, I'm gonna die in 99 days.
Do these count as heroic?
For this.
Do these count as heroic? Are there 15 of them? Can I?
I guess he's like, well, I guess I gotta collect these fucking things now.
If I was Takeru, they'd be like, collect the legendary Rider icons, and I'd be like, can I get Ryuki? And they'd be like, no, it only goes back to double, sorry. Those are the episodes we're doing. And I'd be like, oh, okay.
Well, I'm glad you're not Takeru, because we got five more of these fuckers.
I would go all the way back to Kuga. I would waste, like, 3 months of my life.
3 months of your life and, like, a million Toei bucks on a YouTube series.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I feel like this kind of is a little desperate.
Well,
like, trying to get kids to buy these icons as hard as they fucking can.
It does come off as desperate, and it does come off as toy commercially, but that's, I don't mind that so much in Kamen Rider anymore. I think I'm kind of numb to it when it's...
I mean, no, it doesn't bother me. I'm just saying that doesn't bode super well for how well icons are selling.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know. I have no idea how well icons are selling. I don't know if we'll know until the next quarter, next fiscal quarter. But they're pushing them pretty hard. But I do appreciate that they're putting a little bit of effort into it. They're actually making suits for all the... Like, not just designing them, they're making the legendary suits, which they didn't do for the past couple series. And it's neat.
I think it's because it's easier this time. You don't have to make, like, a full suit or anything. Or, like, a big, bulky plastic thing like Gaim.
That's true. It's mostly
fabric.
It goes
over the shoulders. Yeah, it's just a hoodie and, like, a faceplate.
Yeah, that's true. They look cool, though. I mean, Drive doesn't look cool, but a lot of
Drive looks like a child painted the face on the face mask.
But, you know, they're neat to see. I do like that they're putting that in. So, I don't know. I'm excited for them. I'm excited to just see them all in action. If it was just action scenes and nothing else, I'd still be fine with that. As it is now, it's mostly an action scene, so I'm fine with that, too. That's fine.
I like how Makoto shows up. He's just, like, standing in a hallway facing down the enemy. I'm in this, too!
Just to remind, I'm the secondary Rider, just in case you didn't know.
Like, there's a moment where they knock Hart off the ledge into, I assume, the water, but there's no water sailing.
He just falls off, yeah.
It's, like, 5 feet from that to the water.
Yeah.
So was he just floating there while they were not looking at him?
He grabbed onto the wall. And he was like, oh, I gotta wait here for, like, 2 minutes while they do some dialogue.
But, like, Ghost and Spectre walk towards the water, and, like, Spectre is all, like, or Ghost is all, like, timid and slow about it, and Spectre just waltzes the fuck up. And I'm like, which one of these motherfuckers is the sidekick?
Well,
Ghost is like Robin walking up to it, like, gee willikers, Batman, what is it?
Well, that makes sense. Spectre is a big douchebag, and he's very overconfident, and he walks right up there, whereas Takeru is a bitch, and he hangs back. So
it's just a weird relationship. I guess it's sort of like Ryuki and Knight in that way.
Yeah, kind of, except not as good.
Well, yeah.
Not as good or interesting.
Ryuki was... I don't know. Ryuki wasn't a bitch. He was just an idiot.
He wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't a coward. He was just kind of a dumbass.
I think that's the thing. And Takeru isn't really a, well. He was a coward. He ran away from Spectre, but he hasn't done that since.
Yeah, that was back when Ghost was still kind of interesting and stuff happened sometimes.
Back when Spectre mattered as a character. I think there's a direct correlation to Spectre's involvement in the plot and how good the plot is.
Maybe that was just all they had and they blew it way too early.
Maybe.
That's why I said when Spectre showed up, it would have been better if he was an adversary maybe through most of the series, like three quarters, if I'm being extreme.
I was fine with Spectre becoming a friend fairly quickly, but I think it was too quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
The resolution of his plot came too fast, and it was because they rushed the collectathon in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then reneged on it, and we're back in the collectathon again. It's just a different version of the collectathon where he has to teach his icons to speak Japanese.
It's like Cardcaptor. You gotta collect all the cards, and then you gotta turn all the cards into star cards, and that's the quest.
Liam, are you referencing a little girl's anime from the 90s?
Yeah, I used to watch Cardcaptor when I was a little kid. I'll fucking say it.
Say the full name, sir.
Well, hang on. When it was localized in English, it was just called Cardcaptors. It wasn't...
I think in America it was Cardcaptor Sakura.
No, I think that's... Maybe that was like the manga or something, but I swear to God, when I was watching the dub on TV as a little child, it was just called Cardcaptors.
I watch Sailor Moon religiously. I'm not going to throw stones in my glass house.
We all have our one magical girl series. I had Cardcaptors, you had Sailor Moon.
I had the infinitely superior Magical Girl series.
We'll have this discussion later on the Magical Girl cast.
Coming 2018.
Oh, God. I don't watch him anymore. It was a 90s thing. Leave me out of it.
That's Magical Girl cast coming 1997.
There you go. Yeah, that's closer.
Yeah, the special was also a hot breath of nothing, but it at least... It's weird that more plot happened in the special, the 7-minute special, than in the half-hour-long episode.
It was just a bunch of, like, introductions of concepts and characters in the special, which is why and more stuff
Ghost
happened.
Ghost is past that.
Yeah, Ghost is past all the introductions. I think I hated the special. I didn't hate the special because I was expecting nothing, and I got pretty much nothing. And
it was slightly more than nothing.
It was a little more than nothing. I was vaguely surprised.
Yeah, it was a puff of almost nothingness.
Yeah.
I wonder what the next Kamen Rider series is going to be. Unrelated. Unrelated.
Totally
I'm just
unrelated.
Wondering.
Yeah, of course. Jeff, do you want to hear some news?
Yeah, you probably have a million news stories since we recorded 4 days ago.
Yeah, so much shit has happened.
What happened?
Nothing. Nothing happened. A photo leaked from the set of what might be...
Oh god, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel here.
What might be Grateful Soul. You can see a Fighting Spirit boost at the bottom of it, and it looks like a huge clusterfuck of colors, so it's probably the next upgrade. Jeff, I showed you that just before the podcast. What do you think?
It looks like shit. Absolutely, yep. It's an upgrade.
It must be. It must be. It's an upgrade that's like a combination of a bunch of different side grades, which means it has to have a bunch of weird, disparate visual elements and has to look awful. So,
man, the main suit designer of Kamen Rider came in and was like signing his contract, and he was like, "I'm gonna add this stipulation that my cousin, who has never done a piece of art in his entire life, gets to design all the upgrades to my main suit, and gets to design all the suits for one series. We'll call that Series Forze."
Oh, you're still on this, eh?
Meteor was pretty good. I liked Meteor.
Okay, yeah, Meteor's a cool suit.
That's it.
Not even Meteor Storm is good, just Meteor.
No. The Zodiarts were pretty cool.
Okay, yeah, but these are Rider suits we're talking.
Yeah. So yeah, it's gonna be an upgrade. It's gonna exist. It's gonna look stupid and hinder movement, and they're barely gonna use it once the final form comes out.
Yeah, it's a shame. Remember Kachidoki?
I remember it. I remember wishing it was the final form.
What a cool-looking form Kachidoki was.
Even it hindered movement, but it looked amazing.
Oh, it looked awesome. Even Formula. I know I'm kind of alone on this, but I loved Formula. The look of Formula.
Formula grew on me.
It looks... I still don't
think it's really good, but it grew on me.
I love the car coming out of the chest. I can't get enough
That's
of it.
That's the dumbest part.
That's my favorite part of Formula, is the car.
He's just got a car on his fucking... He just pushed his head through it.
He's got the car on his chest. He's got the wheels on his arms. He looks like he's about to transform at any time.
He's got a little fucking child's wheel around car on his head. It's stupid.
Drive is Pat. I think we've had this discussion before, like,
yeah,
30 episodes
ago.
Yeah, this
is like... This is a bit of a repeat.
This is the retro episode of the podcast. The throwback episode.
Where's the dead guy?
He's still dead. Throwing back to a time when he was still dead. Yeah.
Rest in pieces. It's funny that he hasn't been around on anything ghost-related.
He came for that one episode, remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
Halloween Ghost, remember that?
I do remember that. That was a good time. It was back when the times were good times.
Back when he was still watching the show.
Yeah, he's dumped it. Too bad we can't. Nah, I'm still gonna keep watching.
I'd probably keep watching it anyways.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Too.
I'm honestly not sure why in my brain, but I would probably keep watching it, even if I didn't have to.
You don't have to, really. We could just talk about something else.
Well, but no, I like this part of the podcast. I like the ghost portion. I like doing it. It provides a good core.
Technically, we could just go back and watch another series together and do that once a week.
We could.
If a series is, like, real fucking bad, at some point we might do that.
Maybe. Oh my god.
Hey, Liam, when does Juojur start?
Hey! A few weeks, I think. Mininger is, like, 44 this week, so Juojur is pretty close.
We're getting close. For those who don't know, Rider Club Radio is going to have a Super Sentai Second, wherein we review the new episode of Juojur as it comes out, and you get to see how many episodes each of us will watch until we just fucking drop it.
And who knows? Maybe it'll be a 50-episode series. I hope not.
Yeah. Maybe we'll enjoy it the whole way through and we'll wonder why we're doing a Rider cast.
That's gonna take a lot. I don't even like Sentai. That's gonna take a whole lot to get me to watch
Damn.
A series the whole way through. I don't like Sentai that much.
The purest honesty
I'm not saying,
coming out in
I'm
this
not
episode.
Saying it's bad. I just don't like it. It's not to my personal taste.
You liked some Sentai.
I liked Zeranger. I thought Sun Vulcan was alright. Those are the only ones I ever watched. Like all the other ones that I saw, I was like, yeah, okay. And then I moved on and did something else.
You're like, what is this, a fucking children's show?
What was this, devised just to sell toys? I'll go back to watching My Kamen Rider, thank you. Shit, that's right. The only news piece I have.
That's it for news, all one of them.
That's it. Grateful Soul, coming soon. Look forward to it.
This week, we have a few questions. Our first one is from Twitter, and it's from Anachronism. At Anachronist42.
I know that person.
Who says, what opening theme from the first 10 Heisei Riders gets you the most pumped? Liam?
No Fear, No Pain. I don't
really?
Know the name of the song, but
That's
absolutely.
A good one. That's Kuga's, a good one.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Just hearing that middle bit, that chorus, the No Fear, No Pain, it's so like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, this is fucking
Oh yeah, hard. You get a boner immediately.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's just got a good it's got a good feel for an intro song, and it's got a good feel for Kuga because it has this sort of mystical quality to it.
Oh yeah,
this
it's a really great theme.
It's got like a mysterious magical air, and then it hypes you up for the show. It's a really good intro. What about you, Jeff?
That might be my second choice.
Oh, what's your first?
My first choice is the second opening from Blade called Elements.
Oh, you've told me about Elements before.
And Elements is hype as fuck. And it's just an amazing theme in general. And the opening, like, accompanying credit imagery and stuff is some of the best I've ever seen in Rider history.
Yeah.
It's just all shot exceptionally well. Every part of it has something to do with the story. It's metaphorical, but not too in-your-face metaphorical or too... blatant and stupid metaphorical, like the first Blade opening, where a guy who likes to fight fights. And a guy who sounds pretty deep. A guy who likes milk drinks milk. But the Blade's second, there's a whole like thing where people go through and talk about the deep meanings of the first opening and stuff.
Oh, I've seen that. It's like completely a joke, right?
No, yeah. People believe it, and I'm just making fun of that. It's all right. But Elements is absolutely my choice, and you should go listen to Elements right now. It's damn good.
I might. I give an honorable mention to Kabuto. Kabuto has a really nice intro song.
I hate Kabuto's theme.
What?
Hate it.
Wow, I thought Kabuto's theme was great. It was very fast-paced, and the visuals were really cool, with all the freezing time and shit.
It gives me a headache, is why.
Why? Because it's all spinny and fast, and you can't handle it?
The voice gives me a headache.
Oh. I see, you're one of those.
One of those?
Yeah, bad tasters, I call them.
Oh, I see. I see where you're going there. I actually like Kiva's theme, Break the Chain.
I haven't heard Kiva's theme. I haven't.
It's pretty good.
I've interacted so little with Kiva.
Show fucking sucks. It's pretty good, though, the theme.
I'll watch it someday. It's there on my list. It's just low.
Next up on our email, we have an email from King Cower.
Okay.
King Cower?
Is it K-A-O-R?
Yeah.
Cower?
King Cower, maybe?
King Cower.
Hey guys, first off, Liam, you're a fucking gime baby.
Thank you.
Second, here's a question. What are your favorite forms for any rider, excluding base forms? Liam?
Excluding base forms, oh.
Excluding base forms.
That's a tough one.
It is.
Do masked and rider forms from Kabuto both count as base forms?
Yes.
I figured. Okay, that's out then. Shit. You're gonna have to go first.
Am I?
Yeah, I need to think.
Oh, God. See, I wish I would have had an opportunity to think.
Every time I make a choice in my life, that's what I think. I wish I could have thought about this shit. Oh, God.
Fang Joker from Double.
Oh, that's not a bad choice.
The black and white
works
exceptionally well together. Runner-up would be... This probably excludes, like, final forms, doesn't it? Or do you think that counts?
Final forms aren't base forms. I'd say that counts.
It'd probably be a tie between Fang Joker and Ultimate Kuga.
Oh, yeah, Ultimate Kuga's cool. That would be an honorable mention from me, I think.
Oh, what do you got, buddy?
Non-base forms that I like a lot. Shit. I don't know if it's my favorite, but I really...
I also really like Blade Jack form.
Oh yeah, that's a cool... I've seen that one. That's a cool one.
And Garen Jack form is good as well.
I like Hibiki's final form.
His red Hibiki?
Yeah, red spiky Hibiki. I don't know what it's called. I haven't seen Hibiki. I've seen pictures of the final form, and I really like it.
It is cool looking.
It's one of my favorite final forms in Heisei. It's very neat. So I think that's my pick. There's probably some other out there. I like Jinba Lemon. I like, I have a certain fondness for survive mode.
Oh, man. I might have to reevaluate then. I completely forgot about Gaim for some reason because I fucking love Mango Arms.
Who's the Gaim Babby now?
Me. Even though I've been watching since well before Gaim.
Oh.
Yeah, fucking, Fight of Hammer, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
Mango is one of the best suits in Gaim.
It's so fucking good.
I also like Formula a lot. Formula's one I like.
Mm-hmm.
I like, shit. No, I can't say the rider forms from fucking Kabuto.
Nope.
Hyper Attack?
Really?
It was okay.
It was okay. We're talking about your favorite here, buddy.
Yeah, no, I'm going down the list now. I'm out. That's out. That's the list.
I just want to throw this out here that Gatak is fucking awesome.
Oh, I love
the whole form is so good.
Who doesn't like Gatak? Everything about Gatak
is so good.
He's great.
It's like you wait for Kagami to become a rider the whole series, then he becomes the best rider.
Yeah, it's a perfect payoff.
It works so great.
I remember when Ryder had payoffs.
You sound like such a jaded old fuck.
I wasn't even watching back in like 2006 when Kabuto was airing, but it's still nostalgic for me.
Our next email is from Shu, who says, "Hi guys, big fans, and you guys are so funny."
Well, that's one of you that thinks that. That's good.
Yeah, I'm glad that somebody does on Earth. So my question is, do you guys want a sequel Kamen Rider season, much like V3 and RX, and what season would you pick to make a sequel? Liam?
What season would I pick to make a sequel? I would turn Agito into a sequel of Kuga. I would...
it pretty much
just,
is.
No, just hammer that fucking nail in, just polish it off, have a couple episodes.
Stop hiding it.
Yeah, have Goda in there for a couple episodes. Just, even if it's just a cameo and he's like, oh, I can't transform anymore, that's why I'm here, but like
the Arkle's still fucked up, I can't transform.
Yeah, he can just give the main character some sagely advice, he can give Shoichi some sagely advice that allows him to overcome an obstacle or complete a character arc or something like that.
Like, Shoichi gets his ass beat or something, and the camera keeps following somebody running when they hear a commotion, and it doesn't show the person's face,
yeah,
right?
Just like the ending of Kuga.
And then, like, he transforms from Agito back to Shoichi, and he's laying on the ground, and the monster runs away. Like, ha ha ha, I beat you, I'm gonna go murder, like, 9 million people. And the door opens up, and there's light shining in, and Godai steps in out of the light, and you see his face, and he gives a thumbs up and a smile.
Of course, he's like, someone else is doing it. If I'm not doing it, that's good. You get a thumbs up.
And then they talk to each other.
Would have been a nice scene.
And then they fuck.
And then they fuck, just to cap it off. What about you, Jeff?
Man, that's a tough one, actually. Oh, no, that's actually really easy. I would make a sequel series to Double.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be Kamen Rider Joker.
Oh.
And it would be the year when Shotaro was Kamen Rider Joker. I'm not telling why that happened or what happens afterwards. No spoilers, but he's Kamen Rider Joker for a year.
Okay. Does this happen in
the show?
I want
to see what happened. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I want to see what happens during that year.
That would be cool. I'd watch that.
And I want to hear Joker's theme fucking constantly, because it's amazing. And I love it.
That's a good idea.
That is absolutely my choice.
And you could still do that, because Shotaro still comes back sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Just make it, you know, just don't include Philip at all, and have Shotaro there, and it'd be good.
Mm-hmm. The other one I would choose is a sequel series to Agito.
Oh, yeah.
Where I would retroactively make Agito a sequel series to Kuga, and have Kuga and Agito team up to face a new threat.
Oh. So, like, another series after Agito that follows the first two, is what you're saying? Yeah, okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and Godai and Shoichi have to team up together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To stop some even worse threat.
Like a Double Riders thing.
Like the devil or something.
Just Satan. Who's the villain?
It's actually Satan.
Just the fucking devil. Just the earth splits open. I don't know.
And then they actually kill Satan at the end of the series.
All this talk of sequel series reminds me. Do you remember Kamen Rider Dragon Knight, Jeff?
Yes.
I heard, this might just be a rumor, but I heard there were talks about a sequel series to Dragon Knight that was an adaptation of guess what Kamen Rider season?
Gaim?
Kabuto.
How would that work?
It was going to feature Knight teaming up with American Tendo to fight the worm, and then, like, as a new threat, and Knight would have been the carryover from Ryuki, and it would have been those two, like, teaming up to fight the worms.
So Knight would have been Kagami?
No, I think there were probably it would have been a Kagami being Gatak, unless they would have turned Knight into Gatak.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the plans were. Like I said, I heard a little bit about this.
That's so fucking weird.
That's so weird. I would.
That's actually funny that you bring that up, because Shu goes into a whole thing about how they would like Dragon Knight to get a sequel series.
Well, it almost did.
So you almost had that happen.
That's a shame.
Our next email is from Mark. And he says, in last week's episode, you guys said you don't like two-parters when they take up the whole series. Does that mean that you guys don't like Double, which is entirely two-parters?
I think this is a question for you, Jeff. I didn't see Double.
Yeah, you thought you fucking stuck me, son, but you didn't.
What's your retort? What's your play?
My retort is, I actually cared deeply about the characters in Double. They worked extra hard to make these characters endearing, to give them backstories that mattered, and to tie them together in a way that kept me watching, even when the story wasn't progressing very much. And the two-parters worked on a different level in Double, and I would probably say Drive in the same way, because they were not very good mysteries, but they were still mysteries. And I think it worked better in Double because the mysteries weren't given away to you right away.
Yeah, Drive, they weren't good mysteries, but they at least tied into the theme of the series in that it was a mystery that a police detective was trying to solve.
Yeah.
Which is a nice thing.
And I think I brought that up before when we were talking about the lament of two-parters between us, is that I don't care about the characters in Ghosts, so I don't want to see their episodic adventures.
Yeah.
It doesn't draw me in the same way. Like, I guess I like them a little, but I'll go watch series that star the people who were in Double or Drive that have nothing to do with Kamen Rider just because I liked their characters so much that I grew attached to their actors. Ooh. And if the cast of Ghost were all in another series that was also Kamen Rider, I probably wouldn't watch it.
Nope, me neither.
Because I just don't care. It's the difference between doing something you enjoy and doing something that you just gotta get through. And there were times in Double, just like there were times in Drive, although Drive was worse about it, where the strength of the cast didn't carry me through caring about a two-parter.
Yeah.
But I was always secure in the fact that they'd draw me back in with something else. They had cool gimmicks about how they doled out the mysteries, how they gave information. And I will say that Double was better than Drive at giving plot out. Not that much better, but it was better.
Okay. Is that your full retort?
I think that's my full retort. I mean, you might still think that I'm full of shit.
Well, I do.
And that I'm just picking and choosing what I like and what I don't like. But it's all subjective in the end. One person's two-parter trash is another person's two-parter treasure.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, put that on a fucking Hallmark card.
A Hallmark card with a little picture of Ghost on it.
Then put it right in the trash. I'm just being comedic, everybody. Don't judge me harshly on how I feel about Ghost. I'm just joking. Ghost is boring. Anyway.
Are those all of our emails?
That's all of our emails this time. Do you have anything to add at the end of the episode, Liam?
I watched one more episode of Agito since we last met. It's only been like a few days, so I watched one episode. I have now seen episode 4.
Did you like it?
You know what? I did. There's this dickhole police officer who's like, you know, Makoto, or what the fuck is this? Hikawa. You know, if you didn't break the G3 system in a fight, less people would have died.
And like a real Heisei protagonist, Hikawa goes, what if he's right?
Instead of going, no, you asshole, I fought really hard, okay? The monsters broke it, not me. He's like, maybe I should quit.
So Agito's good.
Agito is good.
You guys, if you want to send us some messages, you can do that. I mean, if you want to. I don't care or anything, but I mean, if you'd really like.
If we have a Twitter, that's at Rider Club Radio. We have an email, that's riderclubradio@gmail.com. Shoot us a tweet, send us an email, send us your questions, send us your comments.
I get the feeling we're going to get a lot of email after this episode where we tore into Ghost finally. We, like, let our feelings go.
Well, we've torn into Ghost before.
I don't think this heavily.
We'll see. We'll see about this week.
Especially since people are getting real into it recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be damned.
I don't know what they're getting into, but...
Shit.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Tune in next time for more of whatever this shit is.
Oh, and remember, we have a sync tube coming up this Saturday for Space Sheriff Gavon. Saturday at 8.
Yeah, so tune in 8 o'clock at our sync tube. I'll be throwing up some advertisements for it sometime this week.
Yeah.
With the link to our sync tube.
Good.
And we're going to watch Space Sheriff Gavon, The Next Generation, starring Sir Patrick Picard. That'll be great.
Sir Patrick Picard, the successor of the great actor William Kirk.
So tune in and watch Space Adventures with a guy who has probably the worst hair in tokusatsu.
I can't wait. I haven't seen this movie.
It's really great.
Okay, I'll be experiencing it.
Tune in for the sync tube and tune in for the next Rider Club Radio. It won't be coming out in 4 days.
Yeah, it's actually a week this time. Sorry.
See ya.
See ya.
光のオーロラ身にまとい君は戦う人になれ傷つくことを恐れたら地球は悪の手に沈む Way up the hero 燃え上がれ光と闇の果てしないバトル Way up the hero大事な時があるものさ君よ怒りを稲妻に変えて宇宙に解き放て Way up the hero 胸の奥君の知らない君いるのさ Way up the hero 目を覚ませ誰がピンチを救うのか仮面ライダーきらめく稲妻仮面ライダー愛の戦士仮面ライダー Wake up the hero